apply the rate.
Okay. Sorry, I'm making candle poppers for my nonprofit.
Oh, no worries. How cute.
Hey, Kara?
Yeah, they're famously themed. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Kara, Kara, it doesn't matter, yeah.
Kara, okay. Whatever you prefer. My name's John. I'm the director here. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
No, not so much that, just more of the pricing.
Okay.
I have multiple businesses. I have a mobile dog grooming business. I have my house cleaning business.
Okay.
And under the house cleaning business is another company called HHH Carpet Cleaner. So, but it's all under Heavenly House Helpers. I just use the HHH to differentiate, but it's all under Heavenly House Helpers. So that's one company where I offer residential, commercial, and carpet cleaning.
Gotcha.
And then
so,
my
hold on.
Mobile
so,
dog grooming is about a year old, and then my nonprofit.
Okay, I got you. So it's mobile dog grooming, and then you have carpet cleaning, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the last thing? Was the last business?
Cleaning, commercial cleaning, office cleaning, postage shop, every aspect of cleaning.
Janice World. Okay, gotcha.
I have the carpet cleaning underneath of that company, and then I have my Pooch's Pets and Pals Mobile Grooming, which is my bread and butter, which is what I love to do. My background's in animal medicine, animal control, animal shelter. So that's like my favorite thing. I started the cleaning company because I owned one before, and I found out I have a very rare brain disorder, and I'm going to need to have brain surgery, so I needed something that I could run where other people could do it for me, you know, so I'm not exerting energy. My boys handle the carpet cleaning, and then I have an employee who handles the house cleaning.
Okay. So I believe that the carpet cleaning and the house cleaning and the post-construction cleanup, we could all put under one business, and that'll actually save you some money.
It is all under one business legally.
Okay.
All under Heavenly House Helpers.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, and there is a company that I can kind of simulate off of called Town Pride Exteriors and Interiors. Okay. And then for the mobile dog grooming, Domingo's Paws and mobile pet grooming.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, that's awful. They might be. They're just the ones that are up there.
And they don't offer mobile grooming. They do not do mobile grooming. So I don't know where you're getting that from.
Well, I mean, we're a Google partner, so it's just they pay for the advertising. I don't know how good they are. I just can see that they're paying for the advertising.
They're not
and
mobile.
Then,
you said that they were mobile. They're not.
Again,
I know
so,
Domingo personally.
No, I hear you. This is just what they're paying to have their business advertised from. So that if you look up mobile dog grooming in Hampstead, you'll see them up there just because that's one of the keywords or services they selected. So I don't know.
Okay.
You're probably right. Okay, I can only see from the marketing perspective what they're doing.
I get
it. Okay.
I know.
So if you were to do one location, I could do it for $249 month to month for one business. If you want to do both of them, I could do it at $149 each. So then you're only looking at $298 per location, or for both locations.
Okay.
So it really just depends.
Yeah, we're not doing that right now. I literally am just starting the house cleaning. I have so many bids come in on Angie's List.
I know Angie's.
With my mobile grooming, I didn't start out with this with them. You know what you're asking me to do. Like, I built it on myself. I don't have the funds to pay that right now. I'm buying a car. I just bought all the cleaning supplies because we're eco-friendly. I just put all the equipment. And I just bought the carpet cleaner, so I don't have that to even start right now. So let me get this started, and if I need more business, then I'll reach out.
I hear you. Yeah, we do need to have a listing available. Not so much for the mobile grooming. That one will be an easy one to add you for. But the cleaning company is where you have a lot of competition in this area.
Can you show us a background? Look up my mobile grooming. I went through APN Tech.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of it?
Prime Listings. Pooch's Pets and Pals. I want to make sure that they didn't screw me.
Okay, one second.
I just got a bad feeling about them. Pooch's Pets and Pals, mobile grooming.
There's Pooch's Kitties and Kisses, mobile pet groomer.
Nope.
No, that's not you?
Nope.
They
said it was on Google and Alexa voice search, and I find that to be bullshit.
Yeah, you're 100% right, because it's not in our network. It's not even showing up as a verified Google business.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they said that's because I'm not on Yelp. So they're basically bullshitting me. So now I'm going to
go. Yeah, that's not the truth.
And I'm going to challenge them in court to get, or not court, the bank to get my money back.
Yeah, you could usually dispute it, say it's a fraudulent transaction.
Yeah,
might take
it
a little bit, but you'll get it back.
I've heard good things about them, but I've also heard bad things. So it's like, who do I believe?
Yeah, I mean, success on the internet's all about working with the right company. And even though it's a good thing for somebody else, doesn't necessarily mean that it'd be the best fit for you, you know?
Yeah.
Different people,
like,
different industries, different areas. Yeah, you have to collect data just based on your own services and how that's going. They have a system called Google Analytics that we use. It's actually free to the public. And it lets you see, like, how many times people are searching for certain services. So that way you got an idea.
Okay, so I type in Pooch's Pets and Pals.
Mm-hmm.
And I do come up on Yelp, Thumbtack, Facebook.
Right.
MapQuest.
Right,
so I am,
yeah.
How can you not find me, but I can find me?
Well, we're partnered with Google, so we're talking about a Google business profile. You notice you're seeing Yelp and everything when you're searching on Google,
yeah.
But it's not like a Google business profile with your own reviews and everything. Usually there's a little badge on there, too, that'll say Google verified. That helps people know that you're, you know, a real company. They could leave their dog with you without it disappearing.
Well,
they could trace it back
houses.
To you.
I go to people's houses anyway. They don't bring their
right.
dog to me.
No, I hear you. But if
so
you left.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
She said if I was a brand new business, there was a promotion. Like,
$249
is just not feasible.
Well, the $249 is not just Google. I mean, that's Bing, that's Yelp, it's Yellow Pages, it's Thumbtack, it's Facebook ads, Amazon Alexa voice search. It's all the directory submissions, too, that you should have right now. And you don't have all of them. You have a lot of them, though. So that would cover all your bases, and the Facebook ads would help generate traffic for you, too. Not the same volume as you'd see off of Google, but it would definitely help. The $149 packages for both locations is strictly focused on Google and the other directories without the Facebook advertising, and that's how I was able to get that pricing down. But you have to understand, I mean, it's worth its weight in gold from a perspective of generating clients for you. And if you're saying you're about to have a procedure where you need to be hands-off, I mean, this is like the best possible sales rep you could have for your company. It's basically up there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, putting your name out there in conversations for people who are already looking for pet grooming.
Do you have a free file or anything?
I wish I would give it to you right now. Somebody who's going to have a brain surgery and, you know, is trying to do what you're doing, you know, I definitely feel for you. But Google doesn't let us.
And it's worse than that. My husband also died on August 1st. My dad, August 20th, then my dog, and then I got diagnosed with this, and I'm a widowed single mom, so it's like, do I or don't I?
Yeah. I know, I hear you. Tara tried to get me on the line to do that in the first place, you know? Otherwise, she would have just helped you on her own. But if you go on our website, like, the cheapest package that we have is $299. I was giving you our best package for $249. The best package is advertised at $500 a month. So, and it's worth every penny of that.
Suppose I said, you know, the $249 for the house cleaning, the Heavenly House Helpers.
Mm-hmm.
What day of the month is that due? When do you need your first payment? Can I cancel any time? Like,
yeah, it's all month to month, so you could cancel at any time. Kara, you're not binded to any kind of contract, right? We do recommend that you try it for 2 months when we're building everything from scratch like that. The payment would be due today in order to secure that spot for the business and actually take it off the board. And then you would get the receipt, everything in writing, and the Google verification form for you to work on so that we could verify the business listing, get that up and running as soon as possible.
Okay. But I'm still waiting on my EIN number. I didn't feel like doing it all because of my brain issues, so I had LegalZoom do it, but that should be in by tomorrow. Hold on one second. Aiden,
that's actually perfect timing.
Hold on. Can you get the dog in and get my purse out of the car? I need my bank card now. Please. We are, but I need it now. Tired of asking. Gosh. Life.
No, that's actually perfect timing because the Google verification form, you got to fill it out and like send those things in. But it's pretty easy form to fill out. Like it's not difficult at all. It's all on the phone. You could literally just type it in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we would need to do a client interview with you tomorrow. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I could try it with Heavenly Health Helpers.
Yeah, I mean, you'll love it. Honestly, say that again. I'm sorry.
I said I could try it with for Heavenly Health Helpers.
Yeah, you'll love it. And that's what we were actually calling about. We didn't know about the pet grooming business. But, you know, if after a month or two, if everything's going well, you got through your procedure and everything's on the up and up, you know, we could always add that. You don't have nearly as much competition in that field as you do for the cleaning section. And that's mainly just because we would be listing you for so many different keywords and you're in an area that's kind of high traffic. So, you know, usually people go for that position. They close out usually within a couple phone calls.
Yeah.
Okay. But before we do any kind of payment, let me create your Google business profile for this company. That way we could get it verified.
I'm also building my website for it, so I don't even have the website completely built. I'm using Wix.
I can help you with that too. I mean, we have a graphic design team here.
It comes free with my LegalZoom purchase.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I was gonna waive the fees on it anyway. I just want to make sure that you get all the benefits that I can apply to the campaign. I want to make sure it works. Everything works. So, you know, if
I'm pretty good with website building. Like, as long as I have a template, like, it's fine.
Yeah, Wix is super friendly.
I already have that for free.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what's the domain name for that site?
I freaking have to look it up because I literally haven't finished building it yet. I think it's Heavenly Health Helpers LLC.
Okay. .com.
Like at Wix, it's not even published yet. I haven't finished building it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll definitely need that from you so we could attach it to the Google business profile. So I'll send you a text message right now with my direct number and extension. And then you can always text or call in with it when it's ready. But we definitely want to have that attached so that way it's getting traffic and people looking at it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, the benefits really the place.
I got transfer money, and I was waiting on the tax ID number to open the bank account for Heavenly Health Helpers. Like, you have no idea how new this thing is.
Yeah, it's fine. We can help you there, too.
I'm a really good businesswoman.
Swap it out.
Yeah, I was 19 years old, making $30,000 a month doing post-construction cleaning. So I'm not stupid.
Yeah, I wasn't making that kind of money at 19, I'll tell you that.
But then I decided to have babies.
I'm not making $30,000 a month now, so and I'm 33. So yeah, that's amazing.
So okay. So what do you need from me? Because I have limited time. I have things I need to get done.
Okay, I'll go real quick then. What's your last name, Cara?
Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, please.
Okay, and what's your business email where I could send everything in writing?
HeavenlyHealthHelpers711@gmail.com.
Okay, and is this phone number that we're on the best number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then what's your business street address where I could send a Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail?
Okay. Well, it's my house, though, so I don't
mind
putting my street or something like that, or my area, but you're not listing my house number.
Correct. Yeah. City, state, and zip will show. Everything else will be hidden.
Okay, that's fine. It's 1727 Indian Court, Hampstead, Maryland, 21074.
Got it. and this will be hidden, and I'll deactivate all turn-by-turn directions. Did you get the text message that I sent you?
I don't know. I'm multitasking. I'm trying to make
Me
these
too.
Stupid sandalwood for my nonprofit.
I hear you. It's been a crazy holiday season, let me tell you. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for this business listed? Or do you just want me to leave it open for now?
It's Monday through Friday from 9:30 in the morning till 6 p.m.
Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday, closed or by appointment only?
All appointment, yes. Yeah.
By appointment. Okay. That way they can call, but you can...
be denied.
They could call you, but you can kind of hash it out with them on your own terms there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to do a client interview. So client interviews usually take about 30 minutes, but this is where we'll customize your campaign. We do ask for an hour in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What would be the best time tomorrow?
I have to be at work tomorrow, so I would say 11.
11? Okay. I'm going to schedule it between, actually, we don't have 11 to 12. I have 12 to 1, or I could do 10 to 11.
I mean, we are going to have to rush through it because I got to be out the door at 1 o'clock, and I got stuff to do to prepare.
What about 10 to 11?
Yeah, we could do 10:30 to 11:30, or is it all on the hour?
It's all on the hour, but I can ask the representative to contact you closer to 10:30.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I gotcha. It's going to be with a separate rep in our client interview department, and they have the analytics and Google certification to customize the campaign for you.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
Well, I'm going to have to use my personal checking for right now.
Okay. Go ahead and grab that,
okay.
And then I scheduled the client interview, so you'll get a calendar invitation to your email, and then they're going to text you 1 hour before as an automated reminder.
All right, give me 1 second, sir. I got to get in my other wallet.
Okay.
You said 249, right?
Yep, it's going to be 249 exactly. I'm going to send you a receipt right now and an outline of the agreement in writing, so that way you have documented everything you're getting and that we're doing for you. And then also,
this is a tax write-off anyway.
Exactly. In about 2 weeks, you'll be able to actually write this off as a business expense. So it's almost like you're getting the first month free. You just got to wait until you do all of that. And then,
I've gone above and beyond. I've even bought a car for the house cleaners to use.
Wow.
Like, I bought all the supplies, because we're a green, eco-friendly company, so we use only eco-friendly products. And
yeah, that's good for the
pets. I've done a lot of the marketing myself already, my logos, I'm building the website. So I'm pretty good with all that stuff. But
wow. Yeah, this will definitely bring everything together for you, you know? I mean, to be that far, a lot of times business owners will do this, and then they'll run it for like 1 or 2 months just to build up their pipeline of customers. Then they open their doors officially. You know, you did it kind of the other way around, but better late than never, you know. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that you've worked with where we could send them the link to request Google reviews and start building up your reputation and everything in a short amount of time. So that's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, are you ready for the card?
Yes, I'm ready for you.
4258. 2845.
2845.
4000.
4000.
Yep. 3556. Expiration 1228.
1228.
3 digit 999.
Okay.
And same billing.
Billing address is the same, the 1727 Indian Court?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Wait,
and then. All right, and then there's a voice verification. It says all of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as added protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of this business?
Heavenly House Helpers.
Thank you, and can you state your name and title within the company?
Tara Gibson, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I'm the only one who can authorize
it. Okay. And then this is kind of outside of the voice verification, but I just want to put this in the notes in case there's like a gap in our communication with you. When are you having this procedure done?
I don't know yet. I'm trying to save up a little bit of money because I just spent everything trying to start these businesses.
Yeah.
I have to have a shop place, and I'm going to have to have brain surgery no matter what, but that's the good news. The bad news is there could be a tumor there, so that is what we're hoping to avoid, but we'll see.
Yeah, okay.
And then God's hand.
We'll pray for that. Keep us in the loop, though, on the procedure and the website. We need that domain name.
There's a company called ATN Tech, and if so, what have people said about them?
What is it called?
ATN Tech, or AKA Prime Listings.
Prime Listings? I don't know them. I don't know them. Yeah, the Google partners are in the same network, so usually we know about the other Google partners and, like, these positions.
Yeah.
But I don't know that company.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was something off. And they send me these analytics that they supposedly run, which I have no clue what the hell they say. And every time I've tried to, like, have my friend be like, hey, Alexa, blah, blah, blah. It never comes up, so I don't know.
Yeah, there's no like Google verification done, so there's like no way on earth you would ever show up in those results.
Yeah. Now, as far as the Facebook ads, like, tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we do a biweekly posting on the Facebook ad campaign. It gets marketed and advertised to anybody that either does a keyword search for one of your services actively or has searched for it in the last 24 to 48 hours. You actually get remarketed as a pop-up on their Facebook page.
Okay.
So it's just kind of a reminder that comes to them. And then they are pretty proactive with it, but most of your calls are going to come from Google. I mean, make no mistake, that's just what everybody uses. Okay. But you are on a recorded line still. It says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah, of course. I already am on Facebook. I'm on Angie's list. I mean,
We're not going to duplicate your Facebook, but the reason they put that in there is because you likely want to get.
I don't have a Facebook page, but I have been for. I have a Facebook page for my Pitch and Sessions House. I have a Facebook page for my Christian ministry, and I have a Facebook page for my nonprofit.
Woman, you are a spark of energy, okay?
Oh,
so let me.
Wait. Then I have my Facebook page because I also partner with Poultry Pet Products and Tractive, so I kind of loop that into a different page. But I don't have one for the Heavenly House Helpers.
You're fine. You're fine. So the reason we put this in here, we're not going to duplicate anything. Obviously, we'll comb through all the online listings that have to do with your name, address, phone number, and website. So we won't duplicate anything. But after today, if you're going to add anything online, we just want you to double check with us or verify so we can make sure that you're not duplicating anything or paying for something we may already be doing for you.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm not going to pay Facebook directly for their ads when I'm getting it through you.
Yeah, we have professionals that are running it, too. So it's not just what you're paying for it. It's like you have a team of people that have the analytics, know what they're doing, and they're hosting it for you to try to get you the best results while you're going
through. The only thing I wanted to do was try to start a store because I want to sell pet collectibles. Like, and my handmade crafts that I do, they're like pet themed. And I do a lot of pet expos.
That's going to fall into the pet grooming category inside of things. We'll focus on that.
Do you know anybody that, that builds, e-commerce stores that aren't overly expensive?
They don't really usually build them on their own. Like, Google tries not to build the e-commerce sites necessarily just because you have to set it up with your merchant processing. So you have to actually set that up on your own and then go to your bank so that they could actually do the transaction through the site. We do set up sites where they have like a PayPal direct link and things like that, or they have like a barcode where they can scan and like Venmo you or Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do all my own QR codes too.
Yeah, exactly. So you have a lot of different options on that, but that's why I was saying, like, if we run this for a couple months, let you get through your procedure and everything and make sure we're on the up and up, we could always set up the pet grooming and obviously cross that bridge when we get there.
Because I care about animals a lot, and I come across many animals that are in need of grooming. Either people can't afford it, or it's at a rescue or a shelter. And that's the whole reason I started Pals for Claws and Paws. And that's the only one I hand make. So I do just donations. I hand make crafts to sell at those expos to support that, and I do raffles.
I can tell you're so passionate about it. We'll be able to help you, but we want to make you money with the cleaning company and your guys there first.
Let's start with that first.
Yeah, and use that to grow the pet grooming side of it. Right now, I think it's important that we make sure that they're up and running and they're working, let you do your thing, get to your full health, and then we can obviously add that on and go over that when you're ready, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then you should be receiving some text messages. Your first month's payment went through today. It is December 16, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted price of $249. I've locked you in at this rate, so if you want to continue to use us every month, which I recommend trying it for at least 2 months, your bill is going to renew on the 16th day, but you'll keep that $249 price. I've still made the website optional to you. I know you said you have one coming through Wix, but if something ever happens with your website, there's a fallout, you forget something, I don't want you to be up there and not have the website. So we can help you with that at any time if you need.
Does a domain name come in with it?
Yeah, we'll get you a domain name.
Okay.
I think
it came with free for Wix, but if it doesn't come free with Wix, then I will just let you guys do it. But that's something else I was supposed to do today, and I'm just been too busy.
It's okay. That's why I put it in there, you know. So I got your back on that one. Like I said, I want you to be able to figure out Wix if there is already something there. But if not, no worries. You know, just let us know. We'll get a domain and we'll build a site for you as a part of the service. It's no extra charge while you're using our services. If you do decide to leave one day and you want to keep it, they'll charge you a $99 fee for the domain name, and then, you know, we could part ways that way. But I don't think you're going to leave. Just
What kind of software do you use to build a website? It's not Wix, is it? Or
No, it's actually a Google site. No, we're partnered with Google. Google, you can buy domains from Google.com themselves, from the actual search engine. So they're Google domains. They're also compatible with G Suite. They're compatible with Google advertising. So we actually kind of prefer that you have this site because we know that it has a responsive design for the iPhones and the Androids. And if there's ever something where you change a service, instead of us having to tell you to jump on the computer and fix it on your website, we can go in there and do it.
If you're going to just one of them, just do it. I will stop the Wix.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, let me just.
Okay, I'll use Wix for my nonprofit, but everything else, because, you know, it came free with LegalZoom. I'll let you do it. I'm overwhelmed, you know, with this whole medical issue and all the business stuff. And
I got you. I'm light years ahead of you. I already did all this, actually.
I'm very good.
Okay, I got you. That's exactly why we're here, though. You know, every business owner you see on the first page, it's not that they're not brilliant people. They just don't have the time. You don't know. They have a Google partner like us that's actually taking care of it for them. So no problem.
Okay.
Websites included. I put that in the notes, and that's also in your service agreement in writing there.
And
you should have three text messages.
And a domain, too.
And the domain, yes. The only time you'd ever incur any kind of fee for the domain is if you left our services but wanted to keep it. They'll charge you $99. That's in writing there in your service agreement.
That's about what it costs anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, but right now we're covering you for it, so we'll take care of it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right, and then everything's good to go. Like I said, the payment's set up to auto-renew each month on the 16th. You can cancel any time. Just let us know before the 16th so it doesn't automatically charge you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
All right, perfect. So you are good to go. You should have a Google verification form there. I've texted it and emailed it to you. Same thing with the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system and the outline of the agreement in writing. So you should have those three notifications. We have 24/7 customer service, so if you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to call in. Other than that, I have a client interview scheduled for tomorrow between 10 and 11. I've sent you a calendar invitation to your email. We'll also text you 1 hour before. I did ask them to call you a little closer to 10:30, so that way you have that little time period there you're asking for.
Okay.
If you need anything, call, okay? You have a team of people here to help you.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Get well soon, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10:30.
Also, one question, because I've been getting a lot of weird calls lately. They're cold calls, like you did, but they were only asking for verification of my company, and I was like, I don't know you. Why
that's
am
not,
I?
That's
doing,
not right.
Why do I need to verify?
Just politely decline. No, don't buy anything else. You shouldn't need anything else. Just politely decline and let them know you're working with a Google partner.
So I was denying all them because they weren't giving me nothing but asking me all these personal questions. And I'm like,
never,
I don't know you.
No, don't do that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. Don't do that. If you get those calls, politely decline. Tell them you're already working with a Google partner. That'll usually get them to kind of back off. Like, okay. Because yeah, we'll catch them. Like, Google doesn't like anybody offering Google advertising that's not actually partnered with them. And so they kind of go through and thread through those companies, for lack of better words.
I had my ATM checked out because that is what they said, that they would have me on Google and Alexa, and they haven't done it.
I did notate that earlier in the call, when you were telling me to look up your name. Like, before I even knew you were going to buy the services, I noted it. I was like, okay, who's this company, you know? So, I got it here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we always report them if we hear things like that, you know. So, a lot of times it's
just SEO. Now, if you figure anything out, let me know. That way I can challenge it. Like, if you get
there's also some reports out there on the FTC, like for Home Advisor by Angie's. They're another company that's kind of getting in trouble, too. You can look that one up as well. But there are public articles.
Home Advisor?
Yeah.
That's separate from Angie's List, right?
Well, no, they own Angie's List. So they bought Angie's List in 2017. So Angie's is actually Home Advisor by Angie, and they sell the same leads on both of those platforms. So when you buy a lead there, you're getting a lead that's going to like four or five other people, and they're going to charge you the fee even if you don't land the job. So not ideal.
Yeah.
So you want to be leery with that, unless you have a bunch of money
with.
To blow. Yeah, that's not the best way to go.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. But I have $1,000 in leads ready to go. I mean, I don't.
You'll get something out of that, and I'm sure you'll be able to make
that
back. It's just not a long-term solution, you know? You'll end up spending more than necessary.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to do that to get my foot wet. That was it. To get me back out, you know, in the house cleaning world.
Great idea. Yeah, great idea. But not a long-term solution. Yeah. You got the right idea.
I don't plan on doing that. That was a one and done for me. Because Thumbtack, I use them for my dog grooming, but when I look at
like
the lead prices for house cleaning, let me tell you, I am not paying $11 for a lead. It's not happening.
You got to be leery with those pay-per-lead ones, you know. They come up with this idea on what they think it's worth, you know. French Bulldog, and they're like, $5,000 dog, $100 lead. Like, doesn't make any sense, you know. Be careful with those guys.
For a one-bedroom house, one person was $200. So you're asking me for half of that? When I still got to pay my employees, the gas, and everything else, it's not happening.
Yeah,
so I actually withdrew from them. I do use them for my dog grooming, but that's because that's more reasonably priced. And I have been taking new clients anyway because I'm kind of like busy with that. And my reputation with that speaks for itself and my history. But, you know, the house cleaning, I was just like, that's the quickest way to get my feet wet because I had to rush things with this brain diagnosis. I need to get things up and running.
What is it exactly? Because you are like lightning fast, like sharp as a whip. Like, I don't understand what happened. What did they find?
It's a very rare disorder. It's called empty stella syndrome. It's where your pituitary gland, which sits above your brainstem, is completely flat, and that area is filled with spinal fluid, so it creates pressure. But they said there are two causes for it most of the time. It's either a tumor or a trauma. So they got to get a shunt in there to drain all that. But the problem is not the shunt. That's not the painful part. It's them running the line from my head through my neck down to my through my chest to my stomach.
Yeah.
That's what's painful. That's what's going to hurt for months.
Yeah. I actually have a friend of mine who was really, really tall, and they found a tumor on his pituitary gland, but they went in through his nose and removed it. And,
Yeah,
that was a scary kind of process, but it sounds a little scarier with this one because they have to kind of go get to the back of the brain rather than the front there.
They can also go through the mouth, I think, the roof of the mouth. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah,
we
hope for the best.
I have minor children.
Yeah, what happened with him? I'm sorry if I'm unearthing things. I've gone through a series of things.
Really,
like, I lost my mom to cancer and stuff, you know? But it just...
Red end-stage liver failure.
Oh, my God. Like cirrhosis?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You used to drink a lot?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I just had a scare.
I squared in the end, but it was too late.
Yeah, I quit drinking in June because they had found a spot on my liver, and they were really concerned. They were putting me in all these doctor's appointments, and I had to do like
a... Let me tell you, that is not the way you want to go. Husband's stomach swelled up like he was pregnant because of fluid buildup.
That's where they couldn't figure it out.
You can't walk right.
Yeah, they couldn't figure it out with me because they were like, okay, like I don't have a like the pot belly ascites, and they were kind of... So mine ended up being a hemangioma. I went through all these workups though, because my doctor was just like, okay, you got a mass on your liver. So she freaked out, and I did all these CT scans and blood work and all these different liver tests that they had me do to see if there was scarring of the liver. And, you know, so I was scared. I went through like a whole 6 months, of it. I barely finished everything up at the beginning of last month, and they gave me the all clear, but I'm not drinking ever again. They already scared the crap out of me, and I just, so I gave it up.
You know, change his diaper, and he couldn't walk, he couldn't talk, and it got bad, so please don't drink.
I know. The liver doesn't filter things out once it gets to a certain point, so, you know, it just messes with your blood.
The alcohol deteriorates the blood vessels down in your esophagus and GI tract, so you have internal bleeding. It ruins your heart. Your heart can't pump as well.
Yeah.
Jesus, so,
that's scary. No, I'm okay with that. I run now. I'm a runner. I get my endorphins that way instead of the bottle. I don't need that.
Maybe, I swear, my dog's trying to eat these cookies that I bought to sell with the dog. Because I'm getting to do the World of Pet Expo at the Maryland State Fairgrounds. It's 3 days long.
Oh, wow.
And I ordered... like these handmade biscuits and stuff that for for dogs that they can eat, and they're like really cute. And she's like all up in it, so I said no.
Well, you enjoy yourself there.
Here. I've got too much to do tonight, and I'm tired.
No worries.
And I don't feel good.
Just know you got a team of people here, okay? We got your back. We're going to make sure it's working for you guys and keep you guys busy. Just look out for that phone call, like I said, tomorrow around 10:30, and if you need anything else, call in.
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye.